announced a couple of specialty classes for the game, the advanced classes. Do you have any final number on how many there are going to be?
There are two advanced classes per class, so basically it branches. So there's 16 total. I think we've actually announced all of them, but we haven't given too many details on some of them. And then there's a further level of specialization because you can choose, you have three skill trees that you can go with, and you can only, you can basically specialize in one or other, sorry. There is sort of an inherent basic ability tree, and then there's like two additional trees. You can choose to specialize in one or the other. So if, for example, if you're going to be a trooper, you can choose to go with the Vanguard side or the Commando side, and then you get to specialize further in that role. So there are different types of Vanguard, right?
Right.
So that's kind of the way that it works.
And is there any capacity for mixing or matching skill sets?
Not across classes or advanced classes, but you do get to choose, you know, how many points you're going to put into different things and, you know, how much you want to specialize in one way or the other.
All right.
And you are able to change that skill tree, by the way. You're going to be able to respec the skill tree. We're currently heavily debating about whether or not you're going to be able to change advanced class. We're leaning towards no right now because there is a lot of play effort that you put in to do that. But we're not sure. We may change our minds, but one of the things about, you know, the game being so story-driven is, like, you know, you go along that story, and then if you change, then, you know, you could mess up that kind of storyline situation,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's one of the sort of arguments against it. But we haven't made a final decision, but, you know, it's being debated right now.
If you're together in a party, possibly doing a mission or some other kind of a concept, and you have some kind of a space battle involved in it, do you all use the same ship, or are you in your individual ships?
I don't know that. I can tell you that right now we don't have any multiplayer space combat.
Okay.
So you can't have like two ships flying together. That may be something that we look at later, but that isn't currently in there. I don't really know. I honestly don't know if there are missions where you do a mission and then it leads to space combat. I think they tend to be a little bit more divorced. And one of the reasons is we kind of wanted to make it an optional experience, right?
Right.
We think it's fun. We think it's cool. You know, it's designed to be, you know, get in there quick, play it, have fun, enjoy, fly around, blow stuff up, experience a sort of cinematic Star Wars moment, but we didn't want to make them mandatory, you know, so they are optional, and as a result, I think, you know, if I am not aware if we have any story-based missions, I'll try and find out, but I don't think we would do it just because, you know, it would mean that it's like, well, you have to play that now, and, you know, if you don't want to, then, you know, you don't have to.
We've noticed here with your demo particularly, do you have one side or the other that people tend to be leaning towards, Imperial versus Republic?
People like to think that we do, like, it's kind of funny, like, we get accused of having a Sith bias, which is just ridiculous. It generally ends up coming down 50-50, or very close to it, you know? You might be talking 55-45 or whatever, you know? We kind of expect that's the way it's going to be, you know? The nice thing, I mean, a lot of people like the Empire, which is great, but a lot of people like the Republic as well, you know? They both have advantages. Like, Darth Vader is cool, but, you know, so is Han Solo, so... You know, it's a
you've got the
cool
iconic character on each
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
With the ground-based stuff, how much of it is going to be open world, and how much of the ground-based missions are going to be instanced?
We kind of don't have an exact. I can't give you an exact figure. Our devs have been quoted as being like 80% open world, I think, ish. So yeah, there's a lot of open world there. You know, the thing about instances is that they're there to help us tell stories, which is you know, super important. But we don't try and instance the world to a degree that, like, you know, oh, I've got into an instance, I'll see you in 10 hours, right? It's like, a lot of our instances are like 5 minutes, you know? And it's so that we can do cool stuff like, you know, cinematic cutscenes and obviously, you know, dialogue and everything else, so that you can go into an instance with somebody else and be involved in their dialogue. You know, that's the reason that they're there. But yeah, it's absolutely, you know, got plenty of open world.
With the open world, if I'm out and I'm playing a Republic character, can him on his Imperial character just shoot at me if we're on the same world?
Not really ready to talk about that yet. But that would tie into open world PvP.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is something we're working towards, but when we're ready to discuss it, we'll talk about it.
This one's pretty trivial, I think. Is there a concept of friendly fire in the game?
I don't think there is. I don't think you can do it. I mean, it's a traditional thing in that you select a target and fire at it, right?
Right.
So, I'm pretty sure you can't, but I'd have to check.
I ask because, you know, I can't hit the broadside of the barn, so I figure I'm going to kill somebody.
Well, yeah, dead. I mean, you know, as I say, it's like a traditional MMO, you know, sort of thing. So once you have something targeted, you know, you're firing off abilities. Are you talking more about space combat, or are you?
Both, either one.
Yeah, I mean, space combat obviously takes a bit more, you know, involvement. Yeah. But as we don't have multiplayer space combat right now, you know, then
friendly fire is not an issue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.